Now, we're talking poker machines. And remember many, many years ago, the one-armed bandits, they were just actually that. You had to do a little bit of work to lose your money. One coin in, one pull of the handle. One coin in, one pull of the handle. But, of course, modern technology has rolled along and the opportunity to, well, basically lose a lot of money in a very, very, very short period of time. And I mentioned Hunter residents have fed $423 million into poker machines in the 12 months to August 2016. That is a staggering amount of money. Community advocate Tony Brown, good morning. It's obviously bothering you. Tony, is there a place for poker machines in society? Good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
Look, unlike the industry and so forth, the community and the people that I involve with really aren't prohibitionists. So at the end of the day, if people want to use poker machines, they should be able to, but what we're saying is there needs to be sensible, modest controls on that that really limit the amount of terrible losses that are now being happening in the Hunter Valley and elsewhere.
Any idea on how many poker machines we do have across the Hunter?
Yeah, look, the number of poker machines across 11 local council is 9,780, which that's a staggering amount of poker machine. That's about one poker machine for every 47 adults in the region, which is, you know, really incredible. And you talked about, you know, playing the one-armed bandits, as we used to call them. Now the maximum amount you can load into a machine in New South Wales is the highest in the country, which is $7,500 one can load up into a machine. Now, for every button pressed, that occurs on average every 4 seconds. So every 4 seconds, with one button press, a person can put in $10. And what that equates to in terms of losses in 1 hour is $1,200 per hour a person can lose playing poker machines in New South Wales. And that represents to many people more than 1 week's average wage.
All right, let's have a look at both sides of the fence. And look, personally, I need to say I don't play poker machines. I've probably put in my entire life $100 through a poker machine. I get bored, and I know that the computer is set to do exactly what it's been predetermined to do. But let's look at both sides of the fence. How many poker machines should a venue have? Should it be relating to their size? Because one of the things that you do hear from Clubs New South Wales is that, yes, some of that revenue goes in to clubs, keeping them strong, that then give back to the community for social, you know, social programs and just community benefits.
Well, that's one of the great falsehoods perpetrated by this powerful industry, that in New South Wales represents over $80 billion per annum. And when you look closely at those false assertions, that the vast majority of the turnover goes back to the clubs or pubs, and only a very small proportion is actually distributed throughout the community. Now, it's probably less, I understand, than about 5%. The other great falsehood they come up with is that it's an employment generator. And the statistics are quite clear, and this has been research done in terms of, you know, for every $100 you put into a retail shop versus a club and poker machines, we know that investments in retail generates a high amount of employment. But the poker machine industry actually, in a lot of cases, loses jobs. People are putting non-discretionary income through these because they're highly addictive machines, and they, in fact, take away from people who want to spend on retail, education for their kids, etc. So it actually kind of, in the whole big picture, loses good jobs in the community.
Okay, so I've just had a text come through, 0418 528 535, from Anthony, and he said, look, totally understand what you're saying, but I can go online on my phone and throw that kind of money down on one bet on a horse via online gambling. It doesn't make it right, but how does that stack up in the narrative of poker machines?
Well, look, we know in terms of total gambling losses in Australia, which is in fact the worst in the world, and New South Wales is the worst in the country, there's probably about 75% of those losses now represent themselves as poker machines. And sure, look, online sports betting is a real problem, and the governments need to do more about that. But, you know, what we need to be looking at proportionally wise is by the far biggest waste of gouging out people's non-discretionary income are these highly addictive machines which have been designed specifically to mesmerise people, to not show them their losses, and give them the same type of hit, which MRI studies show is like a hit of crack cocaine.
So can there be a happy medium? I suppose we live in a free society where people say, look, I like playing the poker machines. Where do we draw the line, and is there a place for poker machines in society from your point of view?
Well, again, I'm not a prohibitionist, and, you know, there is a place for gambling in the country, but it's like probably the best analogy would be our road rules. With a right comes a corresponding obligation. You know, we have the right to drive cars. We also have the responsibility to do it safely. And the clubs New South Wales and the pubs, when it comes to poker machines, are acting totally irresponsible. There are very sensible controls we can put on poker machines about putting limits on them, very modest limits, and that would, you know, really bring about a lot of great in society. It would reduce bankruptcies. It would reduce high amounts of social harm that are occurring right now throughout the Hunter Valley and Newcastle.
It's a lot of money, $423 million in the 12 months to August last year. Tony, thank you very much for your time. It's one of those topics that is going to take a lot of time and a lot of discussion to get sorted out, but thanks for highlighting it this morning.
Thanks very much, and it's great to see 20RFM really backing those important social issues in the associated discussion. Thanks very much.
Have a great weekend, Tony. 29 to midday.